This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. Black Friday, the big guy, Dustin Sweetelson. I'm Patrick Maher. Our next guest, how about this? My man doesn't write me. He doesn't call me. We used to be boys. Of course, Will Hill, VSIN host, contributor. You can hear him on. Oh, this is why. Ever since he got hooked up with Chris Felica on the Bear Bets podcast, he doesn't need your boy anymore. Well, I'll tell you something, Will Hill. You better start writing me because I'm getting lonely over here. What's cracking?
I'll write you right now. We can start with you can Venmo me a few bucks for the dent your Lions did and all those teasers yesterday, and you can defray some of the costs and help your boy out. My goodness, did that hurt? Oh man, and that was bro. We should have seen that one coming. The whole world was on it. That's always dangerous. It started early. That was a tough one,
bro. You want to talk about it for a second? Like that fake punt. Like in real time, 99% of the people watching knew they were going to run a fake punt there. Campbell was outwitted, outcoached. His team was disjointed. Like, you know, you think I'm sandbagging because you always text me about the Lions. Will, that was, and we should have seen it coming. The Ravens embarrassed them. The Chargers ran up and down on them. The Bears, like, that didn't come from nowhere. This defense stinks. And Jared Goff is a disaster.
Yeah, the secondary we knew probably wasn't good. They were a little better, like in the front seven against the run and with Hutchinson. But yeah, the defense certainly has issues. What bothered me too is they're down 15 in the fourth quarter. They're running the ball, they're huddling. And they were so hell bent on keeping the third timeout, they never called it. And then eventually they had to burn it anyway. Where it's like, if you're gonna just pick a lane, yeah, they burned a lot of clock running, huddling, and back and forth. Where it's like, if they were able to have a little more time on the clock, who knows? Maybe they get the ball back and were able to do what they did last week. Last week they stole that game blind too. So yeah, tough one. They'll probably still win the division, but I don't know that this is a serious contender.
Well, they do have two. They've got two left with Minnesota. Like if Minnesota had won that game in Denver with two games remaining, first off, Minnesota can still win the division because they played the Lions twice. So let's just start there. Let's do this. Let's just talk random stuff and then we'll get to the games in just a bit because I haven't talked to you in a while. So back to that. I think Minnesota is live. That's one thing I'll say about that. Sandwich game, Dallas. Dallas beat up on the Commanders. The Commanders are going to keep your boy Ron Rivera around because they want to lose out. That new ownership group's just giving him a year. It'll blow him out. They blew out Jack Del Rio today. But let's go to Dallas. Legit contender this year. They looked good yesterday.
Yes, I have trust issues with them. I mean, can I see them beat a good team? San Francisco, that Sunday night game sticks with me. The Philly game, which they had every opportunity to win, I mean, at least cover, but they seem to always be snake bitten. McCarthy, I don't trust in a big spot. Dak, even though I like him more than most people, I don't totally trust him in a big spot. And Romo was just waxing poetic the entire second half. This team could win the Super Bowl. Watch out for this team.
I had no problem with it.
They are good. No, I don't either. I think they're good. I think they're legit. So, like, would I be shocked if they win the Super Bowl? No, I wouldn't.
Well, these three teams are the same mode for me. Tier underneath the Super Bowl, and they're good against bad teams, but they're not good against good teams. You can F, marry, kill. Dolphins, Cowboys, Lions, Super Bowl.
We'll kill the Lions. We'll marry the Cowboys and then the Dolphins. Dolphins are like a fun fling anyway because you score a lot of points in warm weather.
So we'll flashy, something different. Not consistent.
You
did that?
You know what? That's the right answer.
It's a good answer.
That's a perfect answer. You're 100% right. I'm all over the map, but I want to say this to you. I like the in-season tournament. I like the floors. I like the vibes. The players are into it. I'm getting juiced up. I've been betting a ton of props in the NBA. I've been getting into
it. Interesting. I'm lukewarm on it. If it weren't in the heart of football, I'd probably be a little more into it. What are the stakes? I mean, I don't know. If you got some bets on it, that's one thing. The courts to me, I mean, it's too much red. That's my problem. I don't mind the different colors. It's a little distracting with the red. I'm lukewarm on it. I have to be honest.
That's what the big guy said. The big guy said, my eyeballs hurt when I'm watching. Yeah, I'm like, well, that's an eye problem. That's not a court problem, you idiot.
It looks cool, but then like you watch it for like 5 minutes of action. You're like, hold on. I need to like look away for like 10 minutes and then come back to it.
It's the Seinfeld with Roy. Was it the Roy Rogers across the street? And the red is going through the apartment. That's what it is.
The big guy talked me off of Tulane. Tulane just jumped out to a 20-10. They ended up closing 3 in that one, big guy. Willie Fritz, you disrespect Fritz. It's 20-10 right now over UTSA, 3:27 to play in the second. Would you like to defend yourself?
You disrespect Frank Harris and think he can't come back from this. Frank Harris has been in college for like 12 years. Like, this is one of his last games he's ever going to play because he's not an NFL guy. I think Frank Harris can absolutely come back here, get some points on the board. My bet's not dead yet. I do like Willie Fritz, though. I think Willie Fritz should be at a bigger school. I think he's
He's like he's like 66 years old, yeah, Will.
He's not that old. He's not that old. He's probably in his 50s.
What a great sport.
Nope, he's 63. I'm wrong.
All the college basketball all day and all night. We got NFL game. It's weird having the NFL game on the Black Friday, but all the games yesterday, even though they weren't great, NBA, NHL. This is, to me, I mean, March is always the best for me. This is definitely in the top 2 or 3 in terms of just like 4 or 5 day stretches of sports. This is great all day.
I mean, totally if you're a degenerate, agree.
The best. Absolutely the best.
Have you been getting into the college hoops?
Yeah. Yeah, UConn looks good. Arizona looks good. I mean, I know Purdue's going to be number one. Speaking of teams, that you're going to have to earn your trust back. I know Purdue's got Edie and they got the big guy. I can't trust that team in tournament time. So, yeah, it's fun. UConn, I think, is like 18-1 to repeat. I wouldn't be shocked if they did. They got Klingon, they got Caravan. Hurley got over the hump last year. They're getting some talent back. It's fairly wide open, but I don't know. Do you have a team you like that you'd put a future on right now?
I said this the other day. I think in 15 years, we could be talking about Mike Tomlin and Bill Self as the best to do it at their individual sports. I know it sounds crazy, but Self is younger than he thinks. He's got another team this year that can win a championship at Kansas. So I'll answer that with Kansas. He's going to win a rack of more championships. He's going to end up being the winningest college coach of all time. I looked at the numbers. And then on the other side, Tomlin. Look, you put Tomlin on that Detroit Lions sideline yesterday, his team's ready to play. Detroit's loaded. Do you realize that the Dan Campbell Coach of the Year number shortened after yesterday? He's plus 125 to win it. What am I missing here? It's all perception from the preseason, Will.
I don't like that number anyway because his team was supposed to be good. He was minus money to win the division. That award usually goes to a team that overachieves. It's the Daboles. It's the Stefanskis. It's, hey, nobody's expecting to be good, and you're good. Now, you could win that by winning 14, 15 games. That's the other route to winning it. But I don't see that for him. I think Tomlin's actually live for the award. It's a pretty wide open race. I know people have mentioned although he's, you know,
no, he's
quarterback. I guess he's a factor. O'Connell, because if you get in the playoffs with Dobbs, I still think Tomlin, I don't know if it's still like 15-1 or so. I think that's a decent number. If he could ever get his team in the playoffs, he's never won this award. He's never been top 5, sort of a lifetime achievement deal. I think Tomlin's live to win that award. Plus, the first thing you talk about, the first thing you hear about with the Steelers, he's almost the star of the team, is Tomlin. Like, oh, Tomlin gets a lot out of this team. They're out game. They're out this. It's all coaching. Yep. So I think Tomlin has a chance.
I love hearing that. I've got Tomlin 22-1. The only one who really scares me in that for my Tomlin ticket is D'Amico Ryans. I think D'Amico Ryans, yes. But it could fall apart here. Like, I don't think it will, but it could.
That was a big one last week because their schedule is easy enough. Yeah. I don't know, yes. Me, but they got the Titans a couple times, the Colts, like all these AFC and NFC South teams are the same where it's like, I don't even know what to do with a lot of these teams. But if he gets the 10 and gets in, plus the AFC's collapsed around him with Rodgers getting hurt, Watson getting hurt, Burrow getting hurt. It's not the vaunted conference we thought it would be. So Texans are probably going to get in, which would make him the favorite. That'd be interesting. If Houston gets in and Pittsburgh gets in, who do they give it to? That'd be fascinating.
You know what? You're exactly right. That was a tricky spot for the Texans because the Cardinals were motivated. Second game back for Murray, kind of a tricky letdown spot for the Texans. Weak schedule. They're going to make the postseason. And we'll bet the second half with us. We're betting as a family here. And Mostert just ran it in for 15 yards. So we are now, we got a field goal early, right? Let's get this extra. So 10-0 in the second half, Will. Let's freaking go.
Plus, the field goal is not in the mix anymore. Not that it would matter anyway, but now it's touchdown or nothing, which actually might actually hurt your bet if you're laying it with Miami. So Jets, it's going to be. I'm surprised. We're talking about this off air. I'm surprised we haven't seen Simeon. Like, how is Simeon? He's at least been an NFL quarterback-ish. I know it's a few years ago, but Boyle's awful. Anyone that remembers Boyle from college, yes. It's amazing. Him and DeVito, it's like, how are these guys in the NFL? It's unbelievable. It really is.
If Tommy DeVito stands in the way of me getting Caleb Williams, Will, I'm going to lose my mind.
That was a tough one last
week. Wait, hold on. Hold on, Will. Before you answer that, if you're drafting, are you 1,000% taking Williams?
I think I like May better. 51-49. I think I like May a little better.
I'm going to tell you both something that's stupid. Okay. It is. Yeah. Admittedly, what I'm about to say is dumb. I like Penix. He's like 28 years old, but I love Penix.
He's your age.
I don't know if he's got like that big time arm. Like, I think he's super accurate.
Fine. Bo Nix then.
I'm just out on Caleb and I'm
bored by Drake May.
It's tricky if you don't get one of the first two. Even Daniels is not.
No, I like him
big time. You do?
Yeah, I like Daniels.
I don't know if you like Arizona's playing themselves in it where they're drafting third or fourth or something like that. I was surprised they brought Kyler back. Why wouldn't you want to just get the first pick and either take the quarterback or trade the pick? They're going to end up with probably another win or two and cost themselves that draft position. I don't really get that one.
No, it's why Washington's not going to fire Ron Rivera, Will, because they want to make sure they get that one of those top picks.
Look, I know Penix is literally 45 like me, and he gets hurt every other play. There's something about the ball he throws. He throws such a beautiful ball. It's insane. He's not a runner. Well, Bo Nix is interesting. Bo Nix got a lot of experience, and he's getting better and better.
Penix in the right situation, I can understand. Like, what if Penix went to Pittsburgh? Definitely. I mean, kind of similar arm strength to Kenny Pickett, but like, you trust him more than Pickett.
Oh, right. By the way, I think there's punches thrown here. Will, hold on. Let's do another segment together because we got plays from Will. I think there were punches thrown at MetLife, that antiseptic dump in Jersey. But we need to cover, 5.5, 6 in the second half with Miami. We're good.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Sharp Money on a Black Friday. 27-6, Miami leads the Jets. Just starting the fourth here. 14:55 to go. Your boy Timothy Boyle under center. That is a rough watch. And Black Friday, we got the special through May 1st, $60, okay? Now, our buddy Will Hill joins us. You know what he likes to do? He's a degen. He puts so many picks on that picks page, you can't even find my name. But when you pay $60, you get the picks, you get the best bets, you get the VSiN leaderboard, you get the betting splits. What, the big guy's laughing, but the big guy likes to go hard on the picks as well. And I don't know if Will's involved. Will Hill, of course, VSiN host, joining us here on a Black Friday, hanging out with our boy. I don't know if Will, did you get involved in our bets giving thing?
I didn't get the invite. I would have been happy to participate. It wouldn't be going too well for me. I did not have a good morning slate here. Thank you very much, Nebraska. Thank you very much, Boston College. But I would have loved to participate. No, sounds like a fun event. I know you're doing well though, right? You were in first, or you're in
apparently
first?
That's what the big guy told
me.
Go. Oh my gosh, dude, Tim Boyle is running for his freaking life right now. What is happening? I think you're right. Simeon, give Simeon a call. Like, what is going on?
Must be a play ahead of me. The last play for me was a completion towards midfield. I'm seeing this
now where he's running around. Oh yeah.
Dude, he just
Patrick's gonna yell at me. It's Popke from Unnecessary Roughness.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, someone will get it. Someone out there has seen that movie with Scott Bakula.
Yes.
Okay.
Kathy Ireland is the kicker.
He's like, run around. Ooh. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle.
I just perked up. I was a big Kathy Ireland fan back in the day.
Who wasn't?
Big. Capital, all caps, big. Let's go to Will for the plays here. Okay. Rivalry week. I don't know if it's officially in your list. It is. Oregon State. So you're taking the 13.5 tonight with Oregon State at Oregon?
Yeah, there's a 14 minus 120. That's the route I went. Of course, shop around, get the best number. I just think this is a little inflated based on the fact that Oregon State was so disappointing last week and Oregon put up a big number. I mean, this is still an Oregon team that they really haven't blown out too many good teams. If you look a couple weeks ago against the dead USC team, they're favored by, 17.5. They only won by 9. Oregon State has 3 losses, but they're by a combined 8 points. I think Oregon State can run the ball a little bit. Oregon's, I think, a little bit vulnerable against the run at times. Smith is a good coach. You're going to give me 2 touchdowns with Oregon State. I think they're a live dog. I think people look at it and be like, oh, the favorite's motivated. The underdog has nothing to play for. The underdog comes in fast and loose. They get to play spoiler. It's a rivalry game. The dog usually plays up in these spots. So it's a lot of points. I think this number is a little inflated like some of these other lines. So I'm going to take the Beavers here plus 14.
What did you end up doing with that one, big guy?
I think I'm going to end up laying it with Oregon, but I know a lot of sharp people are on the Beavers, just like Will is. So I might be on the wrong side. I might be trying to do too much. I might need to do less on that one.
You know, again, this is just a suggestion. You don't have to follow what I'm saying here, but it is possible not to bet it.
Well, no, I'm likely not going to bet it. But then I'm watching a game that's really important and I don't have money on it. Do you want me to feel nothing today?
Yeah, that's true. Life's way too short for that nonsense. Washington State's at Washington. Now, Washington's fascinating. You just mentioned the win at Corvallis last week. They've got more wins against that College Football Committee top 25 than anybody, but they're not really respected. They are laying a price. They're laying, what, 15.5 hosting Washington State here, Will?
Again, this is a lot of points. Washington State has had really two different seasons. They started out 4 in a row, then they lose 6 in a row, then they buried Colorado last week. Again, I think we'll get the best version of them this week. It's still a Washington team. Like, they haven't blown away a lot of teams. They struggled versus Stanford, struggled to pull away from Arizona State. They've been dying to lose for so many weeks, and give them credit. They keep pulling out win after win after win. But do you worry that takes its toll, where every week you're in a tough physical game? And you don't get a breather. You don't get an easy one. So again, there's a lot of points. I think you'll get the best punch here from Washington State. I took the points. I might sprinkle a little money line. At some point, are we going to get one of these top five teams to lose outright? This is college football. It's been so chalky, and it's interesting because there's parity, there's balance, but none of these top five teams, we haven't gotten that shocker of a loss that really shakes things up. So I don't know if this one's it, but you got to figure it's coming at some point, right? But I like the points here.
Anything, big guy?
Yeah, I'm taking the points as well on this one. Look, you got to remember there's an angle with Washington State where you're ruining their future, because for Washington going to the Big Ten, Washington State, this is the last in-conference matchup of the Apple Cup, where Washington State's future is, you know, up for grabs right now, likely heading to the Mountain West. I think that's an angle in this. And I know Wazoo hit a skid towards the middle end of the season. They're going to get up for this one. This will be their best performance. And Cam Ward, who's had a great career, like, he's not going to go out without getting his tonight or tomorrow.
Are you on the Georgia-Oregon train, or you have Ohio State-Michigan above the two of them?
It's probably Georgia slightly. I haven't liked what I've seen from Michigan recently. Can we get the Jets off the field? My goodness. Turning into Mahomes here, Boyle. I don't know that McCarthy's healthy. I think that was interesting a couple weeks ago. It's Penn State not throwing a pass the second half. It's not like they were up by 30. They only had a one-score lead, so their pass protection has been shaky. McCarthy looked shaky against Maryland. Every time he was thrown, he looked like he was in some pain. So life on the line, I'd probably pick Georgia. Don't feel great about it, but that's probably the route I would go.
I agree.
I don't know. Do you guys feel differently? Yeah.
No. I'm right there with Georgia. By the way, my iPad just freaking died. So what's going on in that game right now? I can't watch it.
Jets are driving. Tim Boyle has turned into Patrick Mahomes before our very eyes. 7 of 8 on this drive for 62 yards. You got to be kidding me. I mean, this is just, it's never easy.
Michigan, Ohio State. We just had Bob Wojanowski from the Detroit News on. I think he agrees with you. You're going to go under the number. Big guy, what's the number on Michigan, Ohio State on the total? Do you have it?
Let me get
46 and a half, something like that.
That ahead, sounds Will. Right.
DraftKings, at least 47. An hour ago, DraftKings had a 47. Yeah, that's high. And I know you're going to look at the recent series history. Oh, this is a high scoring series. They've played some crazy shootouts. 2018, 101 points scored. 2019 was 83. Then the last 2 years, 69 and 68. So that's a ton of points. But like I said, I don't know that McCarthy's healthy. Michigan showed some flaws with pass protection. I'm not sure McCord is healthy. There's whispers he's a little banged up. I don't trust him on the road at all. To me, this is a 23-20 defensive type of game. I can't take the 3.5 just because I don't trust McCord. It looks a little cheap on Michigan, but I think this is a close, low-scoring game here.
You know what I was just you know what I realized, guys? Like, if you forced me, Will, to tell you what this whole drama has been about at Michigan.
Oh,
it's so convoluted now. I'm lost.
I'm with you. I just like to bet the games, and anything that doesn't affect the bets, if it's not really interesting, I sort of move on to the next thing. I agree. I thought this has been completely overblown. Maybe there's more to come because Harbaugh did agree to the suspension. Maybe this does drive him to the NFL, but I agree. I mean, sign stealing in football, like, it's not like the Houston Astros where they're using technology to steal the pitches. Like, everyone watches everybody and scouts. I'm not sure, you know, this is why this is such a big deal. It's a little overblown to me, but there's obviously something there if he took the suspension, I would think.
You know what we should do on the show, big guy, for shtick? I should have you write a book report about what's gone on with Michigan and have you read it on the air. It'd be good. Why are you freaking out? What just happened in the game?
I thought we just got an interception from Miami, but it doesn't look like it's going to end up being an interception. I think it hit the ground. Here's how I could write that book very quickly. It'd be a children's book. It's one page. Your enemies conspire to create an agenda to hold you back because they're unable to beat you. Ohio State created an entire conspiracy to make Jim Harbaugh look bad so he can't coach in this game so Ryan Day can beat him finally again.
Okay, that's not terrible. One NFL play on the way out from our buddy Will Hill, then back to the family. He legitimately has 12 kids. The Chargers catching 3.5. Ravens.
Chargers are, as weird as they are, they're sort of easy to figure out. When they're a favorite, you fade them because every game's close. When they're an underdog, you take the points because every game's close. So it's not pretty, but them getting the hook here, I think, is the key. They're in every game. Every single Chargers game is the same, basically, for the last 15 years. They're down 3 with 4 or 5 minutes to go, and then the game gets decided from there. They usually find a way to blow it. Herbert's talent is completely wasted on that roster with that franchise. It's sad to watch because he's a stud. I don't care what people say, but I'll take the 3.5. It's not pretty, but Baltimore's, you know, you have two things at work here. The Chargers, every game is close, and the Ravens can't seem to put games away. So would figure we get a close game here. If the Chargers have any hope, which they probably don't, this is their last stand. Season's on the line. So I'll take the 3.5 here with the Chargers.
All right. You guys, either of you have an update on that game? Because my iPad literally just stopped working.
Commercial. It's going to be third and about 10 when we come back. Jets are driving at the Miami, I want to say, 25-yard line or so. So, man, this back door, I can already feel it coming.
No, because they need touchdowns. They can't be just kicking field goals here.
I know, but that's what I'm worried about. The touchdown is what beats us. The field goal would be fine. I love the field goal.
Field goal does nothing. We love a field goal here.
Yeah.
We love a field goal, but it's not going to happen.
No, they're going to go for it on fourth down. You think Tim Boyle can convert on fourth down again?
I wouldn't have thought he would take them. They hadn't passed midfield. Now then all of a sudden he turns into like Tom Brady these last 8 throws or so. This is sickening.
The box score busters, right, by the way, think he's doing good.
The two of you, we need better vibes, okay? Horrendous vibes.
All right, we got this. We're going to be all right. We got this.
Thank you. Will Hill, great to see you. Happy holidays to you and the family at Not The Will Hill, a Bear Bets podcast as well. Thanks, Will.
All right, thanks for having me, guys. Good to see you.
Mike Randall, we run the NFL board next.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSIN, the sports betting network.
All right, little break to talk about Zyn nicotine pouches. We're always debating what a team needs to do to get to number one, but Zyn nicotine pouches are already there. It's helped millions of people achieve lasting change, earning the title of America's number one nicotine pouch. Find your Zyn at your local convenience store or online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com. As a warning, this product does contain nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Our guest picker this week, as we do traditionally on Fridays here, we run the board, start rotation number, NFL, run the board, and whether it's an official play or a lean, we'll give it to you. Mike Randall, the guest picker today, FTN Network CCO at Randall Rant on Twitter. Randall's the best. He's a regular here on the program, and he's going to be, as we welcome you back here on Sharp Money, Dustin Sweetelson, I'm Patrick Maher. He's going to be a regular because he's Mr. College Hoops. So let's get out in front of this. Last year, you were way early on Florida Atlantic. We can start there and then maybe tease us a little bit. Do you see a Florida Atlantic in the market this year?
Yeah, love Florida Atlantic. And what I look for, guys, with the transfer portal, people are not giving enough credit to senior teams with veterans that play solid defense, that can shoot the three, that have a good coach in a system. This isn't a Jenga puzzle where you can just plug in five guys from different states. It takes time. That's what we had at Florida Atlantic last year. We took them all the way to the Final Four. And gosh, if Dusty May doesn't call timeout, they're in the finals. He can't call timeout late in the game, but that's a whole nother segment we can get into. This year, guys, I'm looking at UNC Wilmington. Takeo Saddell does a fantastic job. They get up, they pressure, they're athletic, they can go up and down the floor. Yes, they lost to Appalachian State, down screen, back screen, contrast in styles, but watch this team. Very similar profile of Florida Atlantic. Guards can shoot the three, pressure you, solid coach. No one knows them. Watch out for the Seahawks here come March.
Perfect. Mike Randall, what'd you take from, and Big Guy, do you got an update for me right now? The Jets were driving there against Miami. We laid 5.5 in the second half. That's why I'm asking.
Reception from Breece Hall takes them to about the 13-14 yard line. The Jets are threatening with a new set of downs.
Okay. Randall, what'd you take? I know it was a busy day there for you and the family, Thanksgiving. The Lions are fraudulent. I knew I'm from Michigan. I could say that. We've been dealing with it for 90 years. So that was an embarrassing performance. You take anything from that game or the other two yesterday on Thanksgiving?
No, I think the Lions being fraudulent, that's a little much. They have a weakness with the passing defense. We understand that, but they certainly have played well. Who's not fraudulent right now? I mean, I like the Bills. We'll get into that in a little bit, but every team has a weakness. They just haven't been dominant. I think he's done a great job. They had a flat spot. It's Thanksgiving. We're upset. The turkey had the Lions emblem burned into the side, so we couldn't see the turkey leg with Jordan Love. I get it. But that was my big takeaway. Look, Dallas looks great, guys, against Washington, but they're still king of the little people. We still need the big win here. Don't beat your chest because you're beating Mac Jones and Zach Wilson, okay, and then an injured Matthew Stafford. I don't want to hear about that. Cowboys look good. They do look strong. Their defense, yet another pick six, but they're going to have to step up and beat someone of quality here. That's what I'm waiting to see. But nice win for the Packers here, doing a nice job without Aaron Jones.
Yep, fair enough. And by the way, you're going to get your wish there, Randall, because the Cowboys host Seattle coming up on Thursday. The four games after that, the Eagles, the Bills, the Dolphins, and the Lions. So this schedule gets tight here for the Cowboys.
Yeah, put up a shut up time. I got all the Cowboy fans telling me that they've outscored teams at home by 20 points, something like that. That's great. Could we play somebody a little bit better than a high school team and then get back to me on that, please?
Fair enough. Update with the Miami Dolphins and the New York Jets, Big Guy.
We have an interception. So they turn the ball over in the red zone, do Tim Boyle and the Jets. Miami's going to have it now with 7:54 left in the contest.
Let's freaking go. Are you, before we run the board, and we'll keep you into the next segment here, Mike, are you interested in Michigan, Ohio State at all? The number is 3.5, 46.5, 47-ish in Ann Arbor. Is that something that interests you as far as rivalry week?
I certainly interest. I'm not betting on it. I'll tell you that because, you know, Harbaugh, the whole thing, the rivalry, Ryan Day screaming in the camera. I think it's a coin flip game. I think the number is right. My heart says Michigan just because it's no one believes in us, everyone against us, the whole thing. But that's a rivalry game. I'm staying away from it. You're going to watch it, enjoy it with some nice popcorn and leftover turkey. Thank you very much. If I had a pick, I'd say Michigan, but it's not a strong play.
Okay, beautiful. Big Guy, by the way, you sat at home by yourself for Thanksgiving yesterday. Randall just mentioned all the, turkey and all the fixins. What did you end up making yourself for Thanksgiving dinner, Big Guy?
A lot of steak. I actually bought two steaks and I ate both of them.
You just made two steaks?
Two steaks, some potatoes and broccoli, but spoiler alert, didn't finish the broccoli.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Let's get to it, boys. Now, Randall, here's how it works. We run the board, we start rotation number, and then essentially we just give a lean either way. And if it's an official play, let us know. Hey, I like this one. This is just a lean, whatever way you want to go with it. We just have a little fun with the board. 251, boys. Let's start here. We'll go to Mike first. Big Guy, you'll go second, and I'll finish this up. Jack 251, Jacksonville is at Houston. This is a big time. This is huge all of a sudden. Jacksonville Lane, 1.5 at DraftKings, Mike, and 47.5 on the total.
No, thank you, Houston, for being the underdog here. FTN model, which is 65% on sides this year, 16.3% edge, double digit edges, 10% or higher. We are 65%. I am taking Houston plus 1.5. Love the Texans. They're going against a zone defense. They already pummeled the Jaguars. They didn't have Tank Dell, who no one can guard. Rushing game's going well. Defense has 3 sacks in each of the last 3 games. Like the Texans, here's the underdog to win outright, guys.
Yeah, I'm going to look at Evan Engram props in this one. Houston allows the most receptions and 4th most yards to tight ends. I think he's going to be involved. Went for 6 for 57 last time against Houston. I think Engram, a guy I think his receiving yard total is 46.5, 47.5, somewhere around there. I think I'm going to be on over on Engram.
I totally agree with Mike. Give me the Texans. They're 10-1 outright, 8-3 ATS against the Jags since I think 18. And Mike, as you know, in week 3, they were the better team down in Jacksonville. That's just factual. And they've only gotten better since then. 253. Tampa Bay is at Indianapolis. Indianapolis, Mike, is laying 2.5 and 44.5 on the total.
Guys, I have no pick in this game. I don't bet against Gardner Minshew, but Tampa Bay obviously has the quality players on offense. This one is a no pick for me. We have a 0% edge here at FTN. This one is just sit back and enjoy. I'm not betting against either team here. No lean either way.
My lean is to actually take the points and the Bucks. The Colts off the bye, stay at home. The work week doesn't officially start till the game starts. I think it's hard to get in that mode when you're at home, sleeping in your own bed. We'll take the points in the Bucks in one of the ugliest leans of all time.
I legitimately gunned ahead, couldn't even pretend to have a play on Tampa Bay, Indianapolis. I'm sorry. I'm moving on. 255, New England TBD on the quarterback against Salami DeVito. They're at the Giants. Okay, so this number, New England's laying 3.5 and a total of 33.5, Mike.
Yeah, it's still Belichick, guys, against Tommy DeVito. I'm going to lay the points. I would like it if it was 2.5, a lot better because of the hook, obviously. I am not taking Tommy DeVito over Bill Belichick. I'm sorry. That was a nice win last week. They played well. Get me Belichick. Cook something up here. They're still competitive. I get it. It doesn't feel right, but I'll take the Patriots lay the points.
I have a bet in this game that gives me a tingle. I think perhaps unlike any other has this season. The Giants, Dexter Lawrence, Darius Slayton are doubtful. Eric Gray is questionable. Evan Neal, the right tackle, is out. And that's why I think New England gets up early. They run the ball. And they have questions at quarterback in their own right. We don't know who's starting for them at the moment. Ramondre Stevenson, over 57.5 rush yards. Giants second worst versus running backs this year in attempts and rushing TDs and yards. Stevenson at 88 and 87 the last 2 weeks. Stevenson's going to run wild on the Giants.
Find a 34 and go under. It's going to be disgusting. 257. Carolina's at Tennessee. Tennessee, Mike, is laying 3.5 and 36.5 on the total.
Yeah, look, they're not going to let Bryce Young throw the ball. And if they're not going to do that, I can't take them in this matchup. I am taking Tennessee. Derrick Henry's still there. Will Levis, I know he has struggled the last couple of weeks, but he probably connects in this one. Bryce Young, they are just not letting him throw, or he can't throw at that point. Haven't gotten Jonathan Mingo involved. Adam Thielen's on the side of a milk carton. I'll take the Titans here.
Laying it with Tennessee. Carolina, 24th ranked run defense, 26th went on the road. Henry had 22 and 101 in the last Tennessee win, which was a home game. And when they're at home, he's had at least 20 carries and 80 yards in all 3 of their home wins.
Makes 3 of us boys lay it with Tennessee. The Panthers have been a dog in every game this year, rightfully so. What happened? We're going to come back and finish the board with Randall. What happened in the game, big guy?
I believe there was a fumble on a handoff, so Miami turned the Jets over and then gave them the ball right back.
What a slop fest. Amazon paid $100 million for this? That's hilarious. We come back with Mike Randall, our guest picker, running the board here, Sharp Money.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shah on VSIN, the sports betting network.
DraftKings, new customers, download the app at $5. Get $150 in bonus bets instantly when you use the promo code SHARP. Simple. S-H-A-R-P for new customers. And everybody over at DraftKings, you get a no-sweat same-game parlay every day. DraftKings, the crown is yours. Big guy, what's going on? Jets-Dolphins, 27-6. I see 5:39 to play in the fourth. But it looks like your boy Timothy Boyle and the Jets are in the red zone. Is that fair?
Yeah, he's throwing the ball towards his own end zone this time. One up for grabs for Garrett Wilson. Looks like it's going to be a PI call. So that doesn't help our bet all that
much. It's not great. It's not great. Okay. We were just talking to our bud, and he's our guest picker today. Mike Randall does a great job. FTN Network. So those that don't know FTN, very advanced stuff when it comes to sports betting and fantasy. And Mike was cashing college basketball tickets during the break. So I know they're killing it. And he's got a guy on the team over at FTN that's up like 300 units in tennis. So it's varied at FTN, Mike. That's facts right now, right?
Yeah, it's great stuff. Josh Gross has been fantastic. We have the Josh Gross betting show, which we do each and every week. Just absolutely incredible stuff. And we'll be loading up again next week and moving forward with our picks. So just great, great stuff.
Okay, beautiful. Check it out. FTN for all betting and fantasy. Second and one on the Miami 9 for the Jets. So we'll keep you updated there. We had some fun as a, you know, obviously a halftime play here, laying 5.5 with Miami. And I will blame it on you, Dustin, if we lose it, because that was your call.
Well, I'll feel bad because if Breece Hall runs it in from the one here and I cash plus 175 on him and we lose that first half, I will have had a 4-1 day, including the first half loser.
Okay, so that was a passive aggressive flex.
No, because Garrett Wilson just scored,
losing money, but you winning a bunch of bets. Okay, fair enough.
I'm getting what I deserve. Garrett Wilson just scored, so now it's going to be a 3-2 day.
Okay. All right, let's get back to the board. We run it with Mike Randall. Okay, 259. Pittsburgh's at Cincinnati. Pickett v. Browning. Yikes. Pittsburgh's laying 1.5, and you got a total of 35, Mike.
Yeah, this is not the classic spot for Mike Tomlin. What we like is when he's an underdog, specifically a home underdog. But I am taking Pittsburgh in this spot. Cincinnati is done. Don't buy the defense. They had a lot of people who they lost on the offseason. Hasn't come together. Browning, forget it. Joe Mixon, 17 rushes, 22 yards. Enough. Pittsburgh here. New offensive coordinator. Go down Narrative Street. Going to get a boost here in the offense with Kenny Pickett. Like the Steelers here to win the game, even as a slight favorite in a divisional road game.
It's not Matt Canada's fault that Pittsburgh can't score. Pickett can't stretch the field. Browning looked good, I guess, statistically, but the reality was he was taking on a Ravens defense in prevent mode, knowing that they didn't have to give anything up over the top. They can't make this total low enough. Under 35.5.
No, I love the spot for the Steelers. I actually do agree with the narrative. I think there's going to be a bump offensively. The Bengals are just dispirited. They're absolutely done. Totally agree. Lay it 1.5 right now. Some books are showing 2.5 with Pittsburgh, but DraftKings showing 1.5, so I'll take it. Lay it. 261. New Orleans is at Atlanta. New Orleans is laying 1.5 on the road and 41.5 on the total, Mike.
The Saints are not good. I have been fading the Saints the entire year. Their record against the spread versus their real record is one of the biggest discrepancies we have in the league here. I will take the Falcons. I know Grady Jarrett, obviously that's going to hurt them a little bit. They had a week to get ready. Bijan Robinson more involved here. I know it's Desmond Ridder, but his rushing ability has been good. Falcons, home underdog, rivalry game, Saints, Falcons. Saints are overrated by the market. Haven't liked them at all this year. Dennis Allen, I don't trust him. I'll take the Falcons here with 1.5, or you want them on the money line.
Mike, I love that you mentioned Ridder's running. That is a prop I like, over 13.5 rush yards. Saints allow fourth most rush yards to quarterbacks. He went over that total in 3 of his last 4 games he's been in and had 11 in playing part of last week versus last week in relief of Heinicke.
I actually like the over here. I know New Orleans had been an under team, but I had it set right around 43.5. It's 41.5. We'll go over 41.5. 263. The Rams are at the Cardinals. The Rams are laying 2.5, Mike, and the total is 45.
Do we think the Cardinals are good all of a sudden? Because Kyler Murray still couldn't get us a victory here when CJ Stroud was finally turning the ball over with some negative regression against Houston. I like the Rams in this spot. Only 2 points here. Arizona 31st per Aaron Schatz DVOA on defense, including 30th against the pass. Stafford, Cooper Kupp is healthy. He's going to be playing in this game. He was cleared to play. Puka Nacua, forget it. I don't know why it's only 2 points. We suddenly believe in Arizona because Kyler Murray's back. Is their passing game efficient now? I don't think so. Yes, he can run, but he hasn't been that impressive through the air. I will take the Rams here, gladly laying the points.
Yeah, Rams are getting healthier. I would need more points to take Arizona. I'm going to lay it. That would be my plan for this one.
Totally agree. It's a big spot for the Rams, too. Need a win. Lay the points. 265. Cleveland is at Denver. It's an interesting matchup. Denver all of a sudden laying 1.5 and a total of 36, Mike.
Yeah, we had this at 2.5. We had an 8.5% edge, and I grabbed it there. This is my money line underdog play of the week. Here's a stat for you guys per Bet Labs. Russ not cooking when he's a slight favorite up to a touchdown as a home team. Russ Wilson, 1-10 in his last 11 home games, including 1-6 with Denver, as a favorite between 1 point and 7 points. You saw last week he didn't cover against the Vikings. They're getting pressure up the middle. His ADOT is only 6.8 yards. That's bottom three among all starting quarterbacks. Love Cleveland here. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, versatile quarterback, similar to Josh Dobbs. They needed a miracle rush drive. That is not happening in Cleveland's number one defense per DVOA against the rush and the pass. Give me the Browns plus 1.5. We got it at 2.5, and I like them on the money line.
Jerome Ford, over 48.5 rush yards. Denver's the worst versus the run, allowing 138 yards per game on the ground. DTR starting again for Cleveland, which means the run game will be vital. I think he's going to be involved and go over that total.
Great stats from the both of you. There's 37s in the market. Find the 37 and go under it with Cleveland and Denver. 267, Buffalo at Philly. Fascinating here, Mike. It's Philly lane 3. We had our buddy Josh Applebaum earlier. I think he said he found a 3.5 with the Bills, but 48.5 on the total.
Yeah, I'll take 3. I'll take 3.5, and I'll take the Bills on the money line. Perfect buy low, sell high spot here. Buffalo, no one's backing them. They did make the offensive coordinator change here with Joe Brady. Eagles in the middle of a brutal run here where they end up having a home battle with San Francisco, then Dallas. They can be attacked through the air. I think the Bills will get after them. I love the fact that it was 3, 3.5. Whatever you can get it at is fine. And I love that Josh Allen, he burned us against the Bengals here, but go back to him. 10-4-2, that's 71% against the spread per Bet Labs when he is a road underdog, including 9-3-2 ATS in the last 13 matchups. Bills with the points, also like them to win the game outright. Time for some regression with the Eagles, who've been a little fortunate here, especially against Dallas with those turnovers. Things go the other way here against them this week.
Yeah, I actually want to go the other way, but I know a lot of sharp people like Mike are on the Bills. I think the one thing the Eagles do is the one thing the Bills don't do: find ways to win. And they don't, doesn't matter how they do it. I think in the end it'll be a first half play on me, on the Eagles for me, because the Eagles at home in the first half, they cover all the time.
If you can find the 3.5, I like Buffalo. 269, Kansas City at Vegas. Kansas City's laying 9.5 and 43.5 on the total, Mike.
Want no part of this game whatsoever. Too many points. Have not trusted the Chiefs passing attack. You saw MVS with the awful drop. Raiders, Antonio Pierce will have them ready. Do I think the Chiefs win? Of course. Do I think they're covering this number? I don't want any part of this. It screams backdoor cover. Davante Adams, people get going. Forget it. I don't want any part of this. I will stay away. Chiefs win. Do they cover? I don't think so, but I'm not betting it.
Under 42.5, Chiefs haven't scored in the second half their last three games. I don't think Vegas can score against this KC defense.
You can find a 10. Give me the 10 with Vegas. We got two games to go, boys. Let's make it quick. 271, Baltimore at the Chargers. Baltimore is laying 3.5, 48 on the total, Mike.
Yeah, I'm done with the Chargers. The Chargers passing game are struggling. Austin Eckler looked like he couldn't outrun me going down the sideline in Green Bay last week. Chargers need a new head coach. I am not trusting them. I know they keep every game close. The only play for me is the Ravens. I'll lay the point here against a Charger team that is a sinking ship. I know they're due, but I am not taking the Chargers here.
Baltimore's Keaton Mitchell over 7.5 receiving yards.
Pass. 273. Chicago's at Minnesota. Minnesota's laying 3, 43 on the total, Mike.
no interest here in a rivalry game. Bears defense looks better against the Vikings. Justin Fields is back, so he's unleashing DJ Moore. No, thank you. The play for me is Chicago or nothing. I am not laying this point with Josh Dobbs. Let's be careful here with this Bears team. Fields gets hot at the end of the year. You saw it last year.
Vikings as a favorite feels way too trendy. I agree. Chicago is the only way to go.
Mostert with a 34-yard touchdown run. Maybe we cover that number. Let's go Miami. Okay. Good job, Mike Randall. FTN for everything you need, betting and fantasy. Make sure you check that out. Randall Rants on Twitter. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much. Bob Wojanowski, thank you. Josh Applebaum, thank you. Will Hill, and of course, Mike Randall. Big guy, have a good Friday. I'm sorry that DeVosta bailed on you. Now you don't have any friends.
I'm just going to drink alone, like I ate Thanksgiving dinner alone.
See you on Monday.